you have to decide whether to start someone today and take a few points or take a chance and wait until Friday or even Sunday or Monday and play somebody else. Maybe you've got Omarion Hampton and you're hoping that he gets off injured reserve. And in the meantime, you have to decide whether to start someone today or on Friday instead. I'm in a similar situation. I don't have Hampton, but I have Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, and I'm starting both today for obvious reasons with Gibbs, not as obvious with Montgomery. Montgomery is a really interesting case as a backup, you know, 1B running back, but still with standalone value, except his value is far less than even his overall numbers suggest. He is very TD dependent. That is concerning. One statistic that jumped out at me, I was looking at his stats before pressing record, and his advanced stats, he's broken only two tackles on 133 touches. I can't really articulate in a short podcast episode what that means, other than to say it is hard to find any running back of any fantasy value whatsoever who has a worse broken tackle rate than Montgomery. And I'm not saying just this year. I'm saying going back several years. It is an insanely bad broken tackle rate. And why it matters is because historically, David Montgomery has had an elite broken tackle rate throughout his career, including last year. He's averaged on roughly one broken tackle every 10 carries, which is very high end. It's usually going to be top five, top eight, give or take, among qualifying running backs with at least, I guess, like 50 carries or whatever they have, whatever the qualification is. It's elite. This year, he is the opposite of elite. It is hard to understand how someone could go from elite to the worst, perhaps, in years. The only way to couch it is to say, there is something up with Dave Montgomery this year. He is not the same running back. Now you factor in the fact that the gap between him and Gibbs has widened. And Gibbs is coming off a 26 touch performance on Sunday. And Montgomery had only eight. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast or reading my blog for a while, you know that there is such a thing as Sunday to Thursday regressions, and that running backs who get a lot of touches on Sunday are more likely to have fewer touches, often much fewer touches, on Thursday. And similarly, their backups, if they don't have a lot of touches on Sunday, are more likely to have more touches on Thursday. Last year is a good example. Jahmyr Gibbs, on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, had 26 touches. Dave Montgomery had 11. Sounds familiar, very similar to this year. Then on Thursday last year, on Thanksgiving, it flipped. Montgomery had 26 touches, and Gibbs had 11. I don't think it's going to flip this year, largely because Montgomery is not the same player. I think the Lions see much more, obviously, than I'll ever see. But I think the Lions are also very aware of the fact that he is not the same talent that he has been in past years. He's still good, and he can find the end zone, which is great, and he can still catch passes, but he is not the same explosive running back of the first six or, you know, however many years of his career. So I don't think it's going to flip. I think that he is likely to get 12-plus touches. I'm banking on that, which is why I'm starting him. I think 12-plus touches against Green Bay makes him a solid bet for 8-plus points. And I'm willing to take that on a Thursday because I don't really have great options beyond that. I don't know if Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to return. It's quite possible at this stage. I've got him on my team, but it's not a certainty. So I don't want to wait and plug in, let's say, Sean Tucker as my number two running back, or more likely RJ Harvey right now as my number two, and deciding whether to make Tucker one of my flexes. T. Higgins, the concussion protocol, he would have been in there to flex as well. So I don't have the flexibility, bad pun intended, to sit Montgomery, because then I would be putting RJ Harvey in my number two running back slot, and I'd need to come up with four wide receivers. I don't have four wide receivers to plug in there. I just don't have enough talent. And so I'm going to take the 8-plus points as I see it. Now, one other concern is that Green Bay has been very good against the run. They're giving up 3.9 yards per carry to opposing running backs, which is good. It's probably roughly top 10, give or take. And in addition to that, they're giving up the fourth fewest running back fantasy points per game. Interestingly, the Lions are giving up the third fewest. But the Packers are tough against the run. So even if Montgomery gets 12 touches, I'm hoping that some of those touches are through the air, because otherwise he'll need to score to get those 8 points that I'm banking on. So this is the dilemma that I think many managers are facing today. They're often facing it on Thursday Night Football. It's exacerbated by the fact that there's six teams playing. And when you have six teams playing and then two more on Friday, you really have to figure out how to juggle the risk of starting someone now versus the risk of waiting and hoping you get better value, better production later in the week with another player. So watch for today. I do think that that Sunday to Thursday regression will take hold, as it often does, but it won't be as significant as years past, because Montgomery, let's face it, there is something up. And I think if you're a dynasty manager and you've got a 28-year-old David Montgomery, I don't see why one would want to hold him into his age 29 season if you can pawn him off to whoever has Gibbs, because the person who has Gibbs right now is going to value Montgomery much higher than anybody else. But if you have him as a standalone player, the writing is on the wall that this could be the beginning of the end of his career or his ability to be a standalone value fantasy running back. We'll see how he does today. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. Happy Thanksgiving. Good luck today. See you tomorrow.